today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Milky, protein-rich indie pop substance said to cure all ailments and increase libido. Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my June new music picks. My first selection is Inward Eye, which is the second release from Space Moth, which is the solo project of musician and producer Miriam Kudus, and that's spelled Q-U-D-U-S. She's an accomplished musician and producer whose credits include playing keyboards for La Luz and engineering producers such bands as Tune Yards, Toro y Moi, La Luz, and Frankie and the Witchfingers, to name a few. On her second release, Inward Eye, she continues to produce ambitious electronic psychedelia. Her sound spans the spectrum from Devo to Noi, and many critics equate her sound to Stereolab. Bandcamp describes her sound as a meteor shower of sound effects, and it features layers of swirling analog synthesizers, fuzzy guitars, ethereal vocal harmonies, and motoric rhythms. The song I'd like to feature is called Cloud of Echoes, and I'd have to say before I play this, this is probably my favorite release of the year so far, and it sounds great in headphones. My second pick is the album Royal Jelly from Madison band Nestor, which features my nephew Jeff Carlson on keyboards and his wife Megan Hamilton on lead vocals. They describe themselves as an experimental indie pop band who transgress musical boundaries while traveling from serenity to explosiveness and leaving their audience sneakily inspired. Their Bandcamp bio says that Royal Jelly is backed by real science. It's a milky, protein-rich indie pop substance said to cure all ailments and increase libido. It's best consumed in large doses. Royal Jelly can also be enjoyed in smaller serving when prescribed by a friend. For maximum comfort, it is recommended to apply Royal Jelly while operating a motor vehicle. Side effects may include hot flashes, day-night sweats, spontaneous dancing, and great pleasure. Proceed with optimism. And I can confirm, this is evidence-based. I conducted my own small case study in my household, and everyone who listened to Royal Jelly in my house found those side effects to be true. So, the song I'd like to feature is the lead-off track, Bottled Up Boy. And final pick is Gravity Freeze, the eighth release from the band Little Barry. This is a trio from London featuring vocalist and guitarist Barry Cadogan, and they're a new band to me. AllMusic describes their sound as a blend of hard rock, blues, soul, psychedelia, jazz, and funk. And they compare their sound to 60s bands like Traffic and Cream. But if we're talking 60s power trio, I think a more fitting comparison would be the Jimi Hendrix Experience. They feature some stellar guitar work over a very tight rhythm section. Although Little Barry's sound is not quite as histrionic as the Experience. The song I'd like to feature is Lugging Hurt. Well, those are my picks for this month. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody else's picks. Make sure you tune in to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. And that includes my show, Midlife Crisis, which now airs at 5 Eastern on Thursdays. And thank you, Jim and Patrick, for your amazing podcast. It's a source of inspiration for me and everybody else. Sounds great in headphones.